has been profiling bloggers and podcasters and TikTokers and all that for really since the show began, because we believe that the more voices, the better. Different perspectives on all the different aspects of money. And today we're going to be talking about tax, which is, I was going to say one of my least favorite topics, but for today, let's call it my least favorite topic of all things that touch our bank account. I'll say that tax is my least favorite, and our next guest has probably heard that before. Amanda Doucette hosts the Tax Chick podcast. She joins us from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce.
You've heard this before, haven't you? People hate tax.
Challenge accepted. I will change your mind in the next 8 minutes.
I love it. And I have been filing taxes since I was 14 because I had earned income in those days. What was your moment? You didn't grow up loving spreadsheets despite the fact that you were surrounded by them. What was your moment where you realized, oh, this is my world. These are my people.
Well, I think it was about 2 months into practicing as a lawyer. I was trying to make it as a family law civil litigation lawyer, and I just felt, ugh. And one day a partner came down the hall and said, hey, do you want to try tax litigation? And I said, I'm really bad at math. Is that okay? And he said, yeah, it's fine. And I dived into this world and I just fell in love. And why I fell in love with it is I love a challenge. And I love to take a complex problem and break it down. And I feel like sometimes people make tax more complicated than it needs to be. And so I really enjoy working with my clients to uncomplicate the complicated.
It must make it easier for you to engage with clients because of your shared disdain or I don't know what the word is, disdain for math. Trauma with math, history with math. That is very, very common in our culture.
It really is. And I find sometimes it does help because I do have that shared feeling with a lot of my clients. So, you know, we'll pull out a spreadsheet, we'll both take a deep breath together, and then we'll dive into it. And I think because I have difficulty or find it frustrating to review information in that way, I can be creative and come up with different ways to provide the information. I mean, I can do math. I can handle a spreadsheet, but I think that there are other ways of presenting information. And so I've really enjoyed that over the years.
For example, do you have a whiteboard with colored markers? Do you draw pictures? Are there cartoons? Is there animation? How do you talk about math, or how do you look at tax differently?
I love a good picture. I'm all about a picture. And I think it's because I'm always doodling as I'm talking. And so we recently got a smart board at the office not long ago. And so there's only two different colors. I really wish there was more than two, but there's different colors, and I can draw pictures and I can point at things. And I find if clients think about their businesses as buckets or as boxes, and we talk about what's in each box and we can draw arrows between the boxes, that really helps people to connect the dots.
Tax goes to the government. It goes to government coffers. As you draw an emoji to represent that bucket, what do you draw? Is it a friendly emoji? Is it a scary emoji?
Sometimes it's a facepalm emoji. Depends how much is going in that bucket, Bruce.
Right. Right. And do clients typically come to you, be honest with me, proactively thinking about how do I navigate this part of my business? Or are 80% of your people, not only did they have a facepalm, they actually have a bruise because they've facepalmed themselves so many times because of maybe mistakes that they have made in navigating that bucket?
Well, I've often said I can be the fence at the top or the ambulance at the bottom. I would much prefer to be the fence. And over the years, part of what caused me to create the podcast and write a blog is I'm really trying to encourage people to become more proactive and not to be afraid to have these discussions. And I found that over the last couple of years, my client base is moving towards more proactivity, which I really enjoy. Because when we plan, that's fun. Then we have options and we can learn. When something has happened, we're now in triage mode and it's not as much fun. In fact, it can be quite scary sometimes. And so I'd rather be there with you and supporting you through the fun part, but I can also be there to triage with you if need be.
to mix our metaphors here, there's that expression, nothing's more certain than death and taxes. So there's a certainty that someone's going to have to navigate the tax bucket or deal with the tax bucket. You're just trying to get ahead of it.
Well, and I think often there's too much of a focus on tax, which is maybe a strange thing to say as a tax lawyer.
God, you're going to have to rebrand your tax podcast, tax chick podcast. You're going to have to call it like baking tips with the tax chick.
I could do that. I have all my Wilton courses. But in terms of taxes, I mean, I think that it's important for clients to understand that there's tax reasons to do things and non-tax reasons to do things. And just because you can save tax by going down one route, that doesn't mean that's the best route for you. And so I think it's important for people to understand that there's always options, and it's okay to choose the option that makes you pay more tax. You just need to understand what option that you've chosen and know that the other good things coming out of that option are better for you.
Tax Chick is the name of the podcast. I was listening to Bookkeeping 101, and I love the groovy music your husband created for the opening. Delightful. You seem like a natural, honestly, as I was listening to your demeanor as the host of the show, you really seem like a natural. How did this come to be?
I've always been a talker. I think that's something I've been since I was young, and I love communicating and I love having curious conversations with people. And so before I had the podcast, I was having these conversations, but I was having them privately and nobody else got to be a part of them. And so during the pandemic, it just felt like there was a need to have connection and to really provide some support, especially for Canadian business owners who were going through so much and still are going through so much. And so I thought it would be a really cool way to sort of share those conversations with the world and then also collaborate with my husband. It was really fun for him to create that music. And he's got some new music coming out again for me soon. And it's been a fun project.
How would you describe your view of tax collectors, the CRA or whatever that? Because a lot of times, I'm sure people come into your office and they see that person or that institution as out to get them or trying to, you know, take their hard-earned cash or whatever. Do you have a more empowering paradigm that you create for your clients to disarm that negativity?
I feel like you just set me up there, Bruce. I feel like I have to come up with something
episode?
Empowering.
You totally do. You totally do. It can be an episode, but you totally.
I think it kind of goes back to the proactivity again. So are there bad apples within Canada Revenue Agency? Sure, there's bad apples in every profession and every organization. But oftentimes the way I like to sort of deal with my clients is say, they're doing their job, just like you're doing your job. And so there's no point in being antagonistic. We need to work within the system. And so I think it's important to sort of remind clients that they have rights, but they also have responsibilities, and that they're not alone in this, and that it's not that, you know, something horrible is going to happen to them. As long as we continue to be proactive and we respond within the confines of the law, it will be okay. And so I think sometimes clients just need to hear that it's going to be okay, and that there are options and there are solutions.
What do you think is the most common misconception about tax? If you were to look at the very tippy top of that list, what would be there?
I think the most common misconception is that the only people who can understand tax are people who work in math and accounting. And that is not
and
true.
And really everyone can?
Everybody can understand the basic foundational principles of tax. And tax is fascinating. Tax is tied to policy. It's tied to social programming. It's tied to government. It changes with the winds depending on, you know, where things are at in modern society. It is so cool. And so if you change the lens of the way that you think about tax to think about it as something cool, well, suddenly now it becomes a curiosity, something you can look into, and anybody can learn about it.
Anybody can, and they should learn it from you. Amanda, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Bruce.
Amanda Doucette hosts the Tax Chick podcast. It's delightful. You're going to learn all sorts of stuff from the person who says she is the fence, not the ambulance.